MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Both New Mexico Senators Ben Ray Lujan and Martin Heinrich, and all three congresspersons, Melanie Stansberry, Gabe Vasquez, and Teresa Ledger Fernandez, voted to close down the government and put at risk the paychecks for New Mexican service members, police, and Border Patrol agents. The vote also stalls disaster relief, cuts off critical support for veterans, farmers, and small businesses. Republicans, who have offered a continuing resolution to keep the government open at current spending levels so that budget discussions can take place, said the move is nothing more than political gamesmanship in a Democratic effort to add trillions of dollars in spending, health care for illegal foreigners, strip funding for rural hospitals, and restore funding to public broadcasting. Democrats say everyone in the country deserves health care. Vasquez released a statement saying, quote, "This shutdown will harm millions of Americans, but so will allowing Republicans to permanently close rural hospitals in our district and kick millions off their health insurance." And a proposed land swap between Mescalero Apache Tribe and the State Land Office of New Mexico is being discussed. According to county officials, the tribe plans to build a new 10,000-seat amphitheater. A statement from the State Land Office said, quote, "The Mescalero Apache Tribe proposed a land exchange with the New Mexico State Land Office that would return certain ancestral lands to the tribe. As with any proposed land exchange, Commissioner Garcia Richard will be holding a public meetings to hear from the community. The State Land Office is still in the early stages of evaluating the parcel proposed for the exchange and gathering more information. No final decisions have been made yet on this proposal. There are public meetings being scheduled for community input on the land exchange. And the New Mexico Department of Transportation has completed a $6.18 million highway safety improvement project on US 54 from approximately milepost 2 to milepost 6 north of the Texas state line in Otero County. The US 54 project began in March of 2025 and wrapped up last week. Final step for completion included the installation of the meter box and activation of lights. Safety improvements include widening a portion of US 54 at the intersection of Angelita Boulevard to add acceleration and deceleration lanes, installing lighting, and adding permanent signage and roadway striping. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.